a very freaky girl.
My fingers turn hot and bright.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on, get your freak on.
If you might be a freak, or people say, oh, it's a little weird what you do, well, that's when we want to talk to you. You can email us, joanalexshow@gmail.com. You can also slide into our DMs. That's a good way to get on. Usually Pork Chop checks all that stuff. Just search for Joe and Alex Show and give us a follow. This morning we have Josh on. Hi, Josh. Why are we talking to you for Freak Show Friday?
Hey, okay, yeah, well, I don't really think it's like that freaky or whatever, you know, especially with CBD oil and everything coming out for animals. But basically, I've been doing this for years, right? So I have two dogs and two cats and a bird. And you know how, like, animals have, like, a lot of energy and stuff?
Yeah, I got two dogs, Benny and Paddington, and I love those guys, but they are hyper as hell. And they're, like, two or three.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping they'll calm down soon. But I understand what you're saying about hyper animals, Josh.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they just get, like, super antsy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, to make them more chilled out and relaxed and, like, not have so much anxiety, I've been blowing weed smoke into their ears and their noses and stuff to get them a little high.
What?
You know?
No.
Yeah, it's basically, yeah, it's basically the same thing as like CBD oil, so I don't really think it's that big a deal.
I thought CBD oil, because I've done some stuff myself with CBD. I don't smoke weed. I have nothing against it, even though it's not legal, but to each their own. But I thought CBD was like it did not have the actual effects of the weed. You know what I mean? Like it would relax you, but it doesn't get you high. It sounds like you could be getting your animals high and a lot more than relaxing them by if you're blowing it into their snouts, I guess, and into their ears. I don't know. Is that even safe to do?
Yeah, that cannot be safe.
People have always told me it was they would get pissed off at me, but I've been doing it for like 5 years, and they're fine.
Oh,
you know, if anything, I think I'm doing them a favor. You know,
what does PETA have to say about this?
Oh, well, PETA doesn't like anything. I don't think we go to them.
Well, how about this? Are you doing it like mouth to mouth resuscitation style, or are you just kind of like just blowing it?
No, I just blow it.
No, regardless, I don't think it matters.
Well, I mean, that would be kind of weird.
They seem to like it. I mean, they don't, you know, they're not mad.
Well, yeah, because they don't
chill out, you know? We just, like, chill out and watch TV and stuff.
Wait, are you noticing, though, Josh, that when you actually, like, blow weed smoke into your dog or your cat or your bird's ears and face, that they seem to actually mellow out more? You're saying you're trying to give them that calming effect that everybody talks about now with CBD.
Oh, yeah. No, they're definitely way more calm.
Okay. Wow.
That is so inhumane.
What do you think, Mallory? What do you mean?
Okay, first off, they're animals, so you're subjecting this to them without a voice. Second, I mean, that's like the same thing as when you go to parties and then you see people like lay out beer, like pour beers in the dog bowls and the dog drinks the beer. It's no different than that. Like, that's not good for them. That's not what it's made for. Obviously, the CBD oil is different. That's
what I'm wondering, if it is a different thing, Mallory, like if there's actually CBD oil, like people that give that to their pets. I'm wondering if that's something kind of that Josh should be doing instead of the weed thing. Like, have you tried CBD oil, Josh? Maybe that would work for them, or like CBD treats.
I haven't tried that yet because I've just been blowing smoke in their ear. So like, I haven't really needed to try it.
I just feel like the weed would be more expensive. And isn't it, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it bad for, I'm just thinking, Josh, here, because I've heard stories like, oh, well, people had pot brownies and their dog got into the pot brownies and they had to go take them to the vet because they were like freaking out and getting sick. Like,
that's way different. I mean, that's like a huge amount of like THC and everything. Like, this is just a little secondhand smoke.
You know? I don't know. Weed is not made for dogs. Like, well, it's natural, but at the same time, like, they have other alternatives, you know, like the CBD that's specifically made for animals.
I'm wondering if you have a cat, if anybody can call in for this, 833-563-2539, because don't they kind of say, I mean, catnip kind of looks like weed, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's catnip. It's, like, made for cats.
But, okay, but what is catnip? I don't know what it is,
Mallory.
I don't
know the ingredients.
Because I feel like somebody sold me a bag of catnip once.
Oh, God.
So, when I was trying to buy something else.
It's just a plant.
Oh, okay. Well, weed's just a plant.
833-563-2539.
Hey, Josh, we got some people that want to talk to you. Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, cool. What do you think about what Josh is doing? If you're just tuning in for Freak Show Friday, he says his animals he has, he's got two dogs, two cats, and a bird, and he will blow the weed smoke. He smokes weed into their face, and he also kind of guess does it into their ears. And he says because they really have a lot of anxiety. They're very high strung. So I don't know. I kind of agree with you, Mallory. That sounds like a bad idea, almost like animal abuse or something.
Yeah, I feel like they just have no idea what's happening. You know, they're animals, and then all of a sudden they just get hit with this feeling.
Like, what's going on, man? This feels weird.
Yeah.
I'm licking myself everywhere. Oh, wait, I normally do that. All right, let's kick things off. We got Josh in there, and I'm going to go to Anonymous. Anonymous on line number one. You're on with Josh for Freak Show Friday. What do you think about this? He's smoking weed and blowing it in his pet's faces to relax him.
Yeah, I mean, as an avid smoker and someone that loves my animals, I just think it's wrong. I mean, they don't have a choice in it. There's not research on the psychoactive effects on non-humans, you know, in the past few years. And I just think, you know, at the end of the day, they're restless because they want stimulation, exercise, or otherwise. So I don't know. I don't agree with the psychoactive part. I mean, I'm fine with CBD treats because there's more research behind them. But
Josh, do you play with your pets? Maybe there's an actual point with Anonymous right there that they're not being active enough.
No, I mean we play around. You know, we wrestle a little bit. I mean, it's not like all we do is watch TV or anything. I mean, I take them out for walks. You know, I make sure that they go to the bathroom and everything like that. So yeah, no, I mean we're active.
Did you
hear Cheetos?
I think the caller made a good point about like the research behind the CBD treats a little different. Have you like tried to do research? I know there's not a lot out there, but have you thought about that?
No.
All right, well, really. There's your direct answer, not beating around the bush. Let's go to Ashley. Hey, Ashley, you are on for Freak Show Friday. You also got Josh, who, if you're just tuning in, he blows weed smoke into his pet's faces to relax them that have anxiety, and people think it's wrong. What do you think?
Josh, there's conditions with it, bub. Honestly, weed is a herb. I know for a fact, you know, by growing up with my father that, you know, there's never been a study that weed has caused anything bad. However, when I say there's a condition, if you're blowing it in the general air and that dog can get up and walk away if they don't like it, then fine, more power to you. However, if you are blowing it into the dog's face, by holding the dog or restricting the dog, that's when it becomes a problem. It's just like if you were forcing someone else to do something. The fact that you're giving him the capability or her the capability to get up and walk away, it's a herb. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not hurting him or her. I'm agreeing with you as long as you're not restricting the dog and forcing the dog to do it.
All right, those are some good points, Ashley.
Yeah, no, I don't hold the dog down or anything like that. They seem to like it, so they don't run away. So yeah.
All right, let's go to Dan this morning. Hey, Dan, what do you think?
Man, well, I'll tell you. Granted, I'm about as old as Joe, so my pothead days are behind me. But back in those days, man, we used to blow our dogs out all the time. In fact, I had one dog that if it was within nose reach of you sparking up a joint, he would be clawing at your leg to get some.
Hey, man, give me some of that stuff. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, okay, because, like, I'm so surprised to hear that. Do you think it was the smell the dog wanted?
Before CBD and everything, too. And it's not like we pinned the dog down.
No, and I would agree. I think that's totally wrong. I don't know about the effects. I would never want to hurt an animal, but I don't care even if the dog, quote unquote, likes it. If you're holding an animal somewhere, that's animal abuse.
Right, that's
they still don't know what's happening, though. That's what my point is you are subjecting them to this feeling, whether if it's a good feeling or not. They don't know what's happening to their bodies.
All right, hold on. Courtney, I was asking about cat people. Katney, are you a court lady? Katney. God, I think I'm high right now trying to talk. Courtney, are you a cat lady?
I got one cat.
Okay.
And I've been smoking for 9 years, and this cat's been my cat since she was a kitten. She's about 15 years old. And if you, you know, like the other caller said, if it's in nose reach, if you are going into, like, the space where I usually smoke in, she is right behind me. She is about it.
Say, hey, Ma, pass that catnip. All right, very interesting. Let's get one more call in here for you, Josh. We've got Kelly. Kelly, let's wrap things up with you on Freak Show Friday. We're talking to Josh, who's getting a lot of heat. He has two dogs, two cats, and a bird, and he'll blow weed smoke in their face to relax them. They're really anxious. What do you think?
I agree with him. My dog is a pit bull, and her name is Everest. And anytime that we light up a blunt or a joint, she like comes running in the room. We feed her the stems a lot. She's actually ate our weed. We don't hold her down or anything. She actually likes to smoke. Now our cat, no, he don't like to smoke. We tried once, and he didn't like it. Usually he just walks out of the room if he sees us smoking. But I agree. I don't think it does anything to a dog nor a cat. You know, for mine, mine's very hyper, and I have kids. You know, my dog runs around the house all crazy-like. As soon as we light up a blunt and we start smoking, she's right in between us, like looking at us like, hey, come on, blow it in my face so I can go lay down.
That's what the meow is like. Meow, come on, puff that in my face, Mom. Meow, 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 meow. All right, well, Josh, man, I honestly thought people were going to roast you and light you up, but apparently you are not alone. You were kind of setting the trend, I guess.
Yeah, man, I thought it wasn't that weird.
Well, he's actually is getting roasted in our DMs. PETA just texted us and DM'd us, and they want to know his number.
All right, well, I'm gonna let them take care of that themselves. Hey, Josh, man, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. If you'd like to be on sometime, all you got to do is hit us up, joeandalexshow@gmail.com.